From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a landmark development within stem cell research, scientists say they've used a cloning technique to make embryonic stem cells that match a patient's DNA. The journal Nature highlights a study that shows the potential for using the technology to replace the damaged cells of a person living with a disease and to keep the transplanted cells from being rejected by the immune system. However, the technique could touch off a new controversy over cloning. Israeli scientist Daniel Shechtman is this year's winner of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. NPR's Andrew Prince reports that Shechtman's discovery changed the way scientists look at solid matter.
Before Daniel Shechtman's discovery in 1982, scientists thought that crystals were made of atoms arranged in ordered and repeating patterns. But results from one of his experiments revealed a pattern that didn't fit with the science of the day. Shechtman's finding of quasicrystals, where the atoms are arranged in a non-repeating pattern, was extremely controversial, but eventually led to a complete revision of scientists' understanding of solid matter. Today, quasicrystals are used in razor blades and surgical tools, as well as heat insulation in engines and energy-saving LEDs. Andrew Prince, NPR News, Washington.
The federal government will keep running for now. NPR's Mara Liasson says the president has signed a 6-week funding extension.
Around midnight last night, after President Obama got home from his trip to Texas, he signed into law yet another stopgap funding measure. These kinds of continuing resolutions are needed because Congress has not passed the appropriations bills necessary to fund federal agencies for the current fiscal year. This latest bill was part of a last-minute agreement reached by Democrats and Republicans, but 50 House Republicans voted no on the bill because they wanted bigger cuts in government spending. Now lawmakers have until November 18th to write individual spending bills for each government agency according to overall spending limits that were agreed to in negotiations between Republicans, Democrats, and the White House earlier this year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Unions and various other organizations are joining the ranks of the Occupy Wall Street protest. Today, demonstrators are planning to march through Lower Manhattan, and police and organizers say thousands are expected. The protest began 2.5 weeks ago with a few dozen demonstrators who tried to pitch tents in front of the New York Stock Exchange. Since then, hundreds have set up camp in a park nearby and have become increasingly organized, lining up medical aid and legal help and printing their own newspaper. Ireland's finance minister says Europe will prevent Greece from defaulting on its debt, signaling a financial rescue may be in the offing. Michael Noonan told Parliament today that he believes more than 100 billion euros will be needed to recapitalize European banks. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 44 points at 10,853. This is NPR News. 2 people are dead, 6 more wounded after a gunman opened fire in a San Francisco Bay Area quarry. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the gunman is described as a disgruntled employee who's still at large.
SWAT teams are searching door-to-door in a Sunnyvale neighborhood for a suspect identified as 45-year-old Sharif Alman. He is reported to be carrying a handgun and rifle. The suspect opened fire during a shift change meeting at the cement plant before escaping. Alman is also a prime suspect in the shooting of a woman during an attempted car hijacking more than 2 hours after the fatal shootings. The woman is listed in fair condition. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Police in Mexico say they have captured one of the founders of La Familia drug cartel. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that the cartel had been one of the most powerful in Mexico, but has been crippled by recent arrests of its leaders.
Martin Rosales Magana was one of the last leaders of La Familia still at large. Mexican federal police say they captured Rosales as he was preparing 200 gunmen to launch an attack on the Knights Templar criminal organization. Federal Police Commissioner Facundo Rosas at a press conference this morning said the arrest of Rosales could mark the end of La Familia.
La Familia está...
He said the Blue Cartel is falling apart and may totally disintegrate soon. La Familia was a quasi-religious group that claimed to be protecting the state of Michoacán from other drug gangs and corrupt officials. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
U.S. stocks making gains today with the Dow up 45 at 10,845 and NASDAQ gaining 38 points or 1.5% at 2443. This is NPR.